I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Donna Padacci. She is director of the Spanish Colonial Art Society, and she is here because Spanish Market is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So let's talk about Spanish Market for a moment. How old is this institution? Tell us a little bit about its history.
Well, Spanish Market is one of the programs of the Spanish Colonial Art Society. The society is 86 years old, and the first market was held in 1926. But unfortunately, during the late 30s, 40s, early 50s, there was a hiatus for the market itself. The founders of the society had both died, and the other board members had not carried on in that fashion. So it was picked up again in the early 60s, and this is our 60th anniversary. And we're delighted. We think it's going to be full of surprises and lots of fun and wonderful art for the community.
What kind of art was presented in the beginning, and how has that evolved, and how has it kind of stayed the same in the last almost century?
Well, in the original markets, it was primarily the painted bultos and retablos that were used in the various Catholic churches. That was the original art. And from that, artists and scholars have done more research on the historical art that had been done hundreds of years before and up to modern day. And as they scholastically verified the art, it was then added to the art roster. Our market is very unique in that the standards are set by the artists themselves. Not by the society, but by the artist. And the artists agree on what new art forms can be brought into market and also what the standards are for that. They are always required to use the traditional methods and materials. That has been something that's been pretty much unchanged over the years.
In the beginning, I mean, this is the period that you're talking about in the first part of the 20th century. There was a huge attempt to bring tourism into Santa Fe. Was Spanish Market part of that?
No, it was actually sort of the reverse. As a lot of, originally, most of the art was created for the Catholic Church. Most villages had a parish. And as we came into the early 20th century, the Catholic Church began closing some of those parishes. And so the market, if you will, dried up. So the artist who had been making the art for the churches had no one to sell to. So the society created the market to provide a venue for the artist to sell their work, to show and sell their work. There were tourists coming in, and they bought the art, which provided income for the artist, so they were able to continue producing it. Otherwise, without a market, the artists were having to actually, many of them, leave the area. They were going south and be working on ranches. They were heading north into Colorado, working in the lumber fields. So the intent was to provide an economic way for the artist to continue making the art.
There must have been then a proliferation of Native New Mexican Hispanic art all over the United States.
In the early days, the collectors did come in. They bought it. They took it home with them, wherever they were going. And certainly some of the traditional art has grown up in other communities. But in many states, whether it's Arizona or California, Texas, where there are large Hispanic populations that have been there for many, many years, they also have their own traditions, which sometimes are similar, sometimes different. And so New Mexico does have a very unique art forms. And it's something that is pretty recognizable anywhere you go in the country.
So what is Spanish Market all about today? What are some of the forms of art and genres and techniques that people are using?
Well, we do, of course, still have the bultos, the retablos, the paintings.
Tell us what bultos and retablos are.
Bultos are three-dimensional carvings. Retablos are paintings on wood. They are religious in nature because the early Spanish settlers who came into the area, it was the church that brought in the art. And so the religious depiction is the very common theme in Spanish colonial art. We have straw applique, we have micaceous pottery, we have incredible tin work, iron work, I should have brought a list. We have a lot.
Yeah.
Wood carving, furniture, both painted and unpainted.
And you'll have to go and see the rest. Right.
Jewelry. We have a large selection of art forms, and there's something that would apply to almost anyone's taste.
And so what is the process by which, I mean, I'm not sure we even want to be at these committee meetings where people decide what does and doesn't qualify as traditional art or as Spanish market-worthy art.
Well, we have a standards committee, and there's also an artist liaison committee, and they work very closely together. For our market, we are the traditional Spanish market. That is our official name. And our greatest concern, and it has been, it was the reason the society was founded, was to do all we could to ensure that the traditional methods and materials, that knowledge would pass from generation to generation, the ability to create that art would be known. And so it's what was the material that was used. It requires quite a bit of research on the part of the artist as well as the standards committee and the artist liaison and our staff.
And what are some of those materials?
They were the native materials available. It was the pine. It was the ponderosa. It was sometimes cottonwood. The natural grasses in the straw applique, for instance, the natural wools in our weavings. I forgot to mention all of our textile work, but the natural wool that's used there, the natural dyes. Many of our artists, particularly the retablo artists, they go out and they find the minerals and the clays, and they grind their own and make their own dyes. It is that ability to do it in the traditional way.
And presumably pigments for paintings as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, absolutely. The same for the wools. Many of our artists, not all, but many of them also do very contemporary work in other markets. And we love that. We think it's a great expression of their creativity. But our focus is on the traditional so that heritage is not lost.
To what extent are young people learning these methods and materials, and in what context are they learning them?
In a variety of ways. This year at the market, we will have 58 youth artists. In order to be in our youth market, they must have a mentor, a teacher, who are among our traditional artists. Their mentor has to have been judged into market. And the young people are, they bring their work. It's for sale. It's always a delight. People love the youth market. But families teach it to their children, their grandchildren. And then other young people are able to be taught by the mentors if they don't have a family member who can pass it on. And we have youth art days. We have artists who go into the school systems all over town, the surrounding area. To teach a particular art form, among our many. We have Arts Alive during the summer months at the museum that are free and open to the children. So there's a whole variety of ways where they're allowed to have an exposure to it to see if it interests them and they could study further.
We're talking to Donna Padachi, the director of the Spanish Colonial Art Society, about Spanish Market. So what are some of the events that are coming up this year and some of the highlights of this year's Spanish Market?
In terms of a highlight, one thing I would like to mention is that this year we have a new category that I think is going to be very exciting. I know it is for some of the artists, and hopefully it will be for our visitors. It's called Innovations Within Tradition, where the artists have decided that they still have to use the traditional methods and materials, but they're allowed to use the iconography in different ways. And we've had some, it is a juried category, and we have 22 artists who have juried into it. Out of the 197 who will be at market, 22 have juried into this. And I think buyers and collectors will find some really exciting stuff.
What does it look like? Give us some examples.
Well, One of our artists, Arthur Lopez, is doing a piece where he has a saint that is riding on the back of a bee. I'm not sure how that sounds to hear that, but it's just an incredible piece. We have some straw applique that is being done with ostrich eggs that are just gorgeous. One of the saints is placing a call to God to talk about some issues on a cell phone. So they're using the iconography in new and different ways. And we're hoping that it'll be fun for our visitors as much as it is for the artist. As to events that are going on Thursday afternoon from 5:30, we're having a layman's lecture on the saints. It will be held at the Guadalupe Sanctuary. And Marina Ochoa, who is the historian for the Archdiocese of Santa Fe, is giving the talk. And
this is today, Thursday.
That's correct. Thank you. And that's free and open to the public at 5:30. Tomorrow, Friday, we will have our members-only preview party at the Convention Center. It is open to our members. This is probably the biggest single membership benefit, I think. And
you can join at the door if you're not a member.
You can, and membership starts at only $40. All of the award-winning art will be on display, as well as the artist, so it's a wonderful time to really one-on-one have a chance to see the art and talk to the artist. Then the market itself will start on Saturday, 9 o'clock, run 9 to 5. Sunday morning, we're having our traditional market mass at the cathedral at 8 o'clock, where the Archbishop will bless the artist and the art, and that'll be followed by a procession behind a mariachi band around the plaza, and then the Archbishop will bless the market itself. Then the market will continue through the day.
And it's the 60th annual traditional Spanish market. It's on the plaza. Do people come from all over the place to
people
see this?
People come from all over the country and overseas. We have serious collectors who are there, and we have local residents who are maybe looking for one more special piece to add to their collection. We have museums who come looking for pieces for their Spanish colonial departments. And it's a fun time. There's music, there's dance, there's traditional foods. It's a very festive thing. There's entertainment going on all day in addition to the incredible art that's on display.
And let's not forget music.
Oh, yes. We have lots of music. And this year we're doing something a little bit different. In addition to the traditional entertainment on the bandstand, we have some entertainers who will be out in the street. So we think we're going to take the music to the visitor, so they don't necessarily have to go to the bandstand.
Excellent. Now, besides all that, people can actually visit the museum.
Absolutely. We have the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art on Museum Hill, 750 Camino Lejo, and it's the only museum in the country, we think the world, that is dedicated to Spanish colonial art, and so we invite any visitors to town or residents to come up. We'll be open from 10 to 5 each day.
It's a very cool place.
Well, I think it's a gem in Santa Fe. It's in a John Gaumin historic building and has some very, very excellent exhibits going on. We have six different exhibits on display right now.
Some of them permanent, some of them rotating?
Yes, we have one permanent display. The rest do change every few months.
Donna Padache is the director of the Spanish Colonial Arts Society at SpanishColonial.org. The museum is on Museum Hill. Spanish Market is on the plaza this Saturday and Sunday. And for more information, you can go to the website, SpanishColonial.org. Donna, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And happy Spanish Market.
Thank you.